Hey everyone, I'm Chris Hall and you're listening to the Downtime Podcast, where we take you inside the world of elite mountain biking. First up, thanks to everyone that's been in touch over the last few weeks. It's always great to hear from you and to know that you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, an iTunes review goes a long way, so if you've got time, head over to iTunes and leave us something there. Okay, have you got any questions about training that you'd love to have answered? Well, as it happens, Ben Plenger from Mountain Bike Strength Factory is coming back on the podcast for a special Ask the Coach episode. All you need to do if you've got a question for him is head over to our Instagram or Facebook accounts, find the post for Ask a Coach and pop your question in the comments. All questions need to be in by Wednesday the 13th of December, and we'll do our best to get as many of them as we can answered during the podcast. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter to keep up to date with everything that's going on with the podcast. Okay, so episode 23. This is our first three-way podcast where Bex Barrett-Honour and Martha Gill, otherwise known as Go On Girls, join us for the show. We talk about their 2017 EWS season, their time at Crankworx in Whistler, their plans for the Go On Girls, and much, much more. So without further ado, here's episode 23 of the Downtime Podcast. Okay, right. We've got a couple of firsts. So this is the first ever Downtime Podcast with more than one guest. And it's our first return guest. So Bex Barrett-Honour, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good stuff.
And my tag along.
Yeah. And you brought, tell us about who you brought with you.
Yeah, I've got Martha Gill here, the current under 21 world champion.
Awesome. Exciting times. Hey Martha, welcome to the Downtime Podcast.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
God, she can't be normal for 1 minute.
It's going to be fun, this one.
We're literally a minute in.
We've just got to get into it.
Excellent. Good. So Martha, you've not been on before. Tell us a little bit about how you got into mountain biking.
I started off doing road riding, really. Well, that's a lie, actually. I started off doing mountain biking with my family, just going on family rides and stuff. And then I joined the local club, got into road riding, started doing a bit of racing, then decided that was a bit boring. Got into XC racing and then made my way through that. Started getting a bit better at that and got onto the British Cyclings program to junior level, so like under 18s, and then I wasn't good enough for them, so then I moved on to enduro. Oh,
wasn't good enough.
Well, yeah, and then Tracy said, oh, we should have a go at enduro, Martha, and I did, and it was really fun.
So how did Tracy Mosley see you? Where did that come about?
She was training to try and get onto the Commonwealth Games. I can't remember what year it was, but yeah. So she was on a training camp whilst I was there too, and I tried to go off that big
drop. Didn't you do a big drop and crash?
I tried to go off that big drop at Hadley. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, and I just like sent it a bit too far, crashed at the bottom. And then she kind of ran over and she was like, are you okay?
You
crazy? I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, go for enduro.
Awesome. So that's the way to impress Tracy then, crash in front of her.
Yeah, just send it big. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home, and Tracy will advise enduro instead.
Happy days. Good stuff. So let's talk a little bit about the 2017 season. And so both of you were doing pretty much full enduro World Series. I think you missed one round, Martha.
Yeah, I missed Aspen.
Yeah. Talk us through it. So it started off pretty wet, right?
Yeah, the season started as it carried on for most of the season, to be honest.
We enduro had a wet series.
Yeah, it's recently been renamed enduro wet series, and I mean the first round in Rotorua was horrendous.
I loved it though.
Marf enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it, if I'm honest, great. Because I don't know. You spent the whole off season getting ready for the season, and it was just like ruts up to your knees. It was ridiculous, and it just didn't feel like you could showcase your riding, but. I think, like, we embraced it, took it on. You enjoyed it more than me. I didn't enjoy it that much.
Especially as we're British riders. We used to, like, the whole winter training through all this kind of stuff and all this horrible weather. So then when we get to racing in it, it's just, like, another day in it.
Just another day in the bog.
We're mentally a bit more prepared than the other riders, I'd say.
Like, yeah. Marf also really enjoyed it because she beat me on the stage.
Yes, I did.
Excellent. And you've not let her forget that, right?
Yeah, no, she's never going to let me get
stage
that
one. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So talk us through highs and lows of the season then. Bex, maybe we'll start with you. What was your highlight of 2017?
Highlight of 2017? Obviously, getting into the season, all the sort of fundraising I did, which we talked about in the last podcast, paid off, and I managed to get to the whole season, all eight rounds. But I think Whistler was up there with the highlight, because the race was so hard. Like, it was the trail, there was 6 stages, I think, was there? And the trails were so technical, and it was just a brutal day out. They called it Crankzilla, and there was a reason it was called Crankzilla. It was brutal, and just, yeah, good sense of achievement after. And I don't think it was my best race result, actually, but I'm more in for the riding. Like, yeah, the riding was insane.
Fun. Cool. What about Lowe's?
When I beat you.
Lowe's were... Yeah, why did you beat me?
I don't know, I was just really fast on that
She was
stage.
Just on it on stage, Ron. No, Lowe's of the season. In France, I call it Milau, but apparently it's not pronounced that
Meow.
Way. Meow.
Meow.
In Meow.
Meow.
In France, I got a thumb injury, which was a bit annoying, because it just kind of lingered for the rest of the season a little bit. But yeah, not many lows. It's a pretty good life.
Awesome. What about you, Martha? Highs of 2017?
Highs.
World Chub.
Yeah. Taking the overall was a pretty good feeling, but I was having a gap year as well, so I'd just finished school, so I was had the time of my life, really. But no, going to New Zealand for like a month before the first race in Rotorua and staying out there was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, you did the NZ and
I volunteered at the Trans NZ.
Yeah, that
was really fun.
Amazing.
Good way to kick off the season, going abroad as well. And then, yeah, Whistler. That's always got to be a good high.
Oh, yeah, Whistler is a high.
Yeah, it looked like you guys partied pretty hard. And
No partying.
Had
no,
some
no.
Fun.
Serious. We are deadly serious athletes.
Yeah. My low's got to be coming back from Whistler. I was just like, oh, back in Bolton.
Back in Bolton. So Whistler... I was going to go into a story then, but then I thought, no.
So Whistler, you both had a go at the duel as part of Crankworx, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell
different
us about
experiences
that.
For both of us, because, I mean, I was buzzing. I really enjoyed it, but Marv got disqualified.
I didn't get disqualified. I just didn't qualify.
Oh. I thought you got disqualified, but yeah.
The
duel was amazing. Didn't know what to expect, and it was a really short course, so the riding wise there wasn't like heaps to sort of like get stuck into, but it was long, because you were like head to head with someone, it was long enough to, I don't know, give it beans, and it was mint riding head to head.
It was good fun,
like,
it was different
when we were together.
Yeah, we got pretty competitive.
We did,
even though when we were just practicing.
Oh, you enjoy that line, and we just stood there like next to each other, and actually we're like thinking, I'm taking you down. I'm gonna be
yeah.
So it was good.
I let you off, though. I missed the gate because I knew I would have got you.
Right, okay. Just like stage one.
Yeah.
So you qualified then, Bex, and got into the TV and
it was
to race it full on.
It was like this privateer that just snuck into the TV stream. It was pretty cool, actually. I didn't realise how well covered it was until I watched it back. I probably would have took the duck off my helmet and like maybe made my bike look a little bit more
suited. I
think
Jerry gave you good coverage.
Yeah, Jerry
even,
the
maybe
duck.
Maybe even more actually, coverage.
It did, yeah. It got a bit of attention, which was a good thing, I suppose.
Well, how did Jerry end up on your helmet?
It was actually on the way up the chairlift to stage one of the EWS. And the chairlift girl was like, I want to put one of these ducks on your
There's
helmet.
Like a load of like line of ducks like all along the... Like the shelf, or like just everywhere around the chairlift, the one to the top of the world.
Random.
It's just like a collection
it's
of little
weird. It's a bit
ducks,
freaky.
Bath ducks.
Yeah.
And she decided she wanted to attach this military duck to my helmet, and it stayed. It's actually still on my helmet. I've not dug my full face helmet out yet, and it's still there. But yeah, me and Jerry, we made it to fourth.
Yeah,
I had
an awesome.
I was
result.
Actually like the competitive side of me was really gutted because
third
I was 0.06 seconds off third, which would have been lovely. But
is it a three-place podium?
It is
well?
A three-place podium, yeah. And like we could have gone all out with the check as well, the Crankworx check, and just hit Whistler hard
Shots
that night.
Next.
So yeah, it was a little bit frustrating, but yeah, it was so cool to be part of it. And I was pretty gutted when Marth got disqualified because that would have been
because you wanted
fun.
To beat her for real.
I wanted, yeah.
It would have been good to go head to head.
You know what? It's such a short track. It's like it's.
It makes you push, though, so much harder. That's why I missed the gate.
You push so hard.
I was
like,
I am not letting you beat me.
Awesome.
So I missed it.
Good. So you guys clearly get on pretty well.
Nah.
How did you meet? How did that come about?
I don't know.
I kind of just like...
She spotted me and then she's like, I want to be friends with her. Yeah. No, yeah. It was at PMBAs actually.
Yeah, okay. That first PMBA I did at Gisborne. You did that.
Yeah.
As well.
No, I knew you before then, I think, because I remember thinking, oh, this girl's from XC.
You stalked me on social media, did you?
Did I? I bet you did. Probably did. Social media's pretty weird, isn't it?
Yeah, we just kind of were like acquaintances for a while, and then
acquaintances.
Well, yeah,
that sounds very formal.
Very formal. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, at races we like knew each other, but we didn't really hang out. And then I feel like something happened, and then we really kicked off. Was it like at the girls' weekend?
I think we both just realised we're both a bit weird. And then we're like both like doing silly stuff on our bikes, and then yeah, something, probably like a weekend away or something like that, and we both just realised, yeah, you're right, I can hang around with you. And then recently starting the Go On Girls, like we've just hung around probably far too much, actually.
Yeah, a bit too much.
I'm off on Tuesday to get away from it.
Get a break. Fair enough. So Go On Girls, tell us a little bit about that. We were talking earlier before we started recording that people struggled to pronounce it, so.
Yeah, so it's like...
We've had a few people who said, who thought it was Gowan, or...
It's not.
Gowan, or...
It's Go On.
Go On.
So it's basically Go On, like, but you say on. It like you really mean it, like you're egging someone on to do something, like, it's Go like On!
Encouragement, like, Go On!
Yeah,
go on.
If you go to a mountain bike race, you'll hear heaps of people going, Go On! But yeah, hopefully it'll catch on.
Yeah, so what was the thinking behind it? Tell us a bit about how it all came together.
I think it was like along the Insta stories they started of us just like
shouting
a few of them just like of us messing about, and then quite a few people replied and they were like, you're a bit like a double act, you're quite funny.
Oh yeah.
And we had a think and we were like, you know what, let's just see what happens and start an account.
Yeah, we thought like Instagram people have been saying you two are like a bit of a pair, so we thought if they enjoyed what we've been doing, we might as well make an Instagram account, and then it just been rolling on from there, and
something to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for people that haven't seen it, explain a little bit about what goes on.
Nothing normal goes on. If you're after just normal people, yeah, don't come to us. We just seem to do weird things on camera. Like I always crash, and recently it's become a hashtag Obex moment.
Yeah.
Because
just,
I've been having...
Just go on the page and you'll understand.
Yeah, if you have a look on the page, it's like... We do go out, and we've just recently started going out like specifically to go and get content and video, and like we'll try somewhere new, like we might go to a skate park or a pump track or like go into a muddy forest and just do something, and we always just want to show clips of our riding. Yeah. But it usually always ends up a little bit like someone will crash, someone will do something silly, and we're just having a good crack, really.
Yeah, it's just about having fun, encouraging each other to do fun stuff and try new things and just be silly. Enjoy biking and get stuck in.
Stuck in. I'm just clarifying.
Thanks, Beck. So is the objective to get more people out messing around on bikes, having fun? Is that kind
of
what's behind it?
With a definite like women specific approach.
To encourage
women. We definitely want to see more. Because
that's why
we've had loads
on,
of like,
girls.
Since we've had like heaps of people just like interested in it, and like we've noticed people, you know, noticed people doing different things. Like even just people we follow, like they've definitely tried little things that maybe they wouldn't have tried. I don't know before, but it just
Were we the other day? We were in Pontypool, and you borrowed a shock pump from some guys, and they were like,
"We
follow you on Instagram."
Yeah,
go on, girls. And we were like, "Yes, and you actually said it right as well."
Yeah, they were like, "We think we're the male versions of you girls." And we were just like, "That's pretty cool."
Awesome.
People following people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wicked.
It's good to see people are actually enjoying it, and people are giving us feedback and said that, yeah, they found us kind of funny.
Me,
nice to
not
know.
Martha. Wow, it's definitely a double act. Cool. It doesn't like we're not like this individually.
Where was it? It was at Aspen when I wasn't at Aspen. You were like, everyone's just been asking you, where's Martha?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like little sidekick. No, not a sidekick. It's like I don't know.
A double act.
It's a double act, and we're definitely a little bit like a different person when we're not.
I'm starting to realise the double act.
We're like getting into full swing now.
It's going well. It's going well. So as well as the slightly obscure comedy, there's quite a focus on sort of tricks and jibbing, I guess you'd call it.
Like, we've been enjoying trying some different stuff, and the jump bikes, the 26 inches.
Oh yeah, that's been new for me this year. Like,
yeah, and me.
Jump back, has it?
Yeah, jump back. I haven't been to a skate park until we did.
So we just went like to the skate park, met up in Manchester, and we're just like, let's go to a skate park. Went to the skate park, and then before we knew it, we were learning 180s, and we were like, oh, this is sick.
Yeah.
And then we just about got them after a few fails. There's a video online if you want to go and watch it.
Anyone's got any tips for rollouts? We'll take them.
Yeah, we're really struggling on rollouts, so we're trying to run before we can walk a little bit with some things.
So you can do the 180, but then you fall off, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
But
we're
getting
down.
There. It's good. It's good to have a new challenge and try different stuff like that.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, we've learned heaps.
And we egg each other on as well.
And, like, because we've got both got very different styles on a bike, like, Marth will pick up something, like, either quicker or slower than me, and that, and we just... It's weird.
We look at stuff different ways.
Yeah, we
can do that. And you'll be like, no, I'll do it like that.
Yeah, it's cool. So, we're learning like our own riding more and each other's riding.
Yeah.
Cool. It'd be a bit more, I don't know, it wouldn't be as fun if we like had similar styles.
Yeah, it's nice to ride with people that are a bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. What tricks are in the kind of list of things that you're trying to learn? What you've been working on?
Well, Marth's just been working on a whip and I've been doing backflips.
Okay. We've started trying to do 360s into foam pits.
Yeah, that's definitely something. It's annoying because I'm going away soon, but we wanted to take that to a resi ramp and then to wood, but I don't think I'm going to get a chance now before. But yeah. 360s are actually really, they're not actually that bad, like, at all. But
looking forward to the summer as well to get on some dirt jumps as well.
Yeah, we missed, we were just getting into it and starting the Go On Girls as the dirt jump sort of season was going, and then we've sort of missed dry trails, so that'll be really cool to do dirt jumps. We really want to go and hit up Monkey Bumps in Sheffield.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And just pretty much riding stuff that we've just never ridden. Anything new, we're all for that.
Just pushing yourselves and trying new stuff, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Cool. And are you finding that's translating into your speed on the trail when you're out, you know, doing your training and your racing?
Big time, yeah. I feel so much lighter on a bike. Like, I don't know, my style was
Bulldozer Bex, they call her.
Yeah, I used to get called Bulldozer Bex, so I just used to sort of plow.
You called yourself that.
Oh, did I? Yeah. No, I got used to get called the plow, actually. And then now I'm like a rabbit, I just bounce down.
I wouldn't say a rabbit.
Maybe not a rabbit. I just feel a lot lighter on my bike, and and like you just look at the trail slightly different. Like you look for doubles.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like necessarily help with my speed loads, but it does change your riding and your style a bit and how you're trying to
interpret
do stuff,
the trails as well.
And we look for wall rides so much more often now.
Always looking for a little jib spot.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what are the plans for the future of Go On Girls then?
You're nodding at me for we just want to keep doing what we're doing and
take it
learn more
comes.
Tricks and learn more, like, just get better on our bikes and probably try and get more people involved with it in terms of like getting other women to start posting stuff, and like the hashtag Go On Girls would be
get the hashtag
really good
going.
To get going, but we've got a trip planned for this summer to Mongolia. Because we want to do a bit of adventure, sort of traveling, and go somewhere where we've not seen documented on a bike that much.
Yeah.
So that's in the planning at the moment.
Awesome. So we're going to see some footage from there then, like a feature length or some edits or.
Oh, you'll see lots of edits, lots of Insta bangers, but it won't. In
not
terms
quite
of
decided how we're going to do coverage of it. I think there are a few things, but there'll definitely be some sort of coverage of it, I'd say.
Yeah, we've just got some equipment recently, so we'll definitely be. Covering it, photos and videos, but don't know whether to do sort of like, I don't know, a story or just keep doing what we're doing with little clips of each day as it comes. We'll see. We're not that far into our planning just yet.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about that equipment then, because it's sat in front of us. I think a lot of people trying to put together little edits and stuff, and I think you had a recommendation from Duncan Philpott, one of the well-known photographers. What is it you got?
I've got, what's the name of it?
A camera.
I got a camera.
What does it say on it?
It's Sony, and it's
got a flash.
6000L.
It's got a zoom.
Don't know what
any
of that means, but it's definitely past my capabilities. But at the moment, I'm going to learn it. I think
she's
going to
go on a course.
I'm going to go on a course. We got a bit of advice from a few people. Boys at 50 to 1 gave us a bit of advice as well. They said basically just get something and just learn it. Like, they've all got very similar features and that, but just learn how to use it. So definitely going to put a bit of time into that.
Nice. So we'll see even more coming out of you guys next year.
Hopefully, yeah, and a bit better quality than the iPhone. But the iPhone's been great.
It's pretty amazing.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's done a good job.
This
so
camera's
far.
Not quite the same size as an iPhone. That's the next issue, taking it out on the trails.
Yeah, a little bit bigger, but yeah. Cool. How have you found it trying to build a kind of social media presence then? Because I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. And having tried to do it myself, it's not that straightforward.
I think we've been going all right so far. We've just got over 1,000 followers on Instagram. We started it just before we went to Whistler. So I guess going to Whistler, we had a lot of content to post and we had some good times, so that helped it. At one point, when you look at the little statistics, most of our followers were from Whistler.
Which it's a good place to get an Instagram page going from our experience.
And then I think, when did we reach 1,000? Like just after finale?
It's weird. There's we're still learning Instagram as well. Yeah. We're learning how it works. And how when's best to post and how what things people want to see.
Yeah, it's funny because some weeks it'll be like going great and you get loads of followers, but then sometimes it dies down a bit. Kind of just depends on what you post and stuff and what we're up to.
But we're not like just chasing followers. We're definitely much more. We just want to keep riding, being silly. And it's like we never intended to have like an Instagram page really. It was just, but it people want to see it and people have enjoyed it so far. So
we'll give it to them.
Also, it's also helped that we've got the under 21 world champ here.
Oi, oi.
We've both got our own profiles, which are like doing all right, and we're raising our profiles at it all the time.
Yeah, we are.
Don't give me that, you.
So any little tips and tricks for people that are working on their social media, or just take photos of what you're doing, enjoy it and put it out
hashtag
there?
Go on,
girls, gals, actually,
and maybe we'll give you a repost. You know, if you're lucky.
She's actually not being sarcastic. Marf has this edge that you can't tell if she's being sarcastic or not. She's actually been,
That was for real.
We will. Yeah, we do like that. Reposting people's stuff. We do follow quite a lot of people, and we like the our Go On Girls page. We follow a lot of female riders and. Repost their stuff quite regularly.
I guess the main thing is just posting something good, like something actually interesting.
Yeah. And making sure you come across on your Instagram page who you actually are.
Yeah.
Like,
there's none of this fake stuff.
Yeah.
We don't do yoga poses.
Oh, no, I do yoga all the time.
Well, put it on your Instagram.
Did you not
then?
See that last post I did when I did a handstand up against a tree? Go and check that one out.
About that.
Excellent. Right, okay, cool. So winter, we're well into the off season. We were chatting a little bit earlier that you guys have both taken on professional coaches and trainers over this winter. Talk to us a little bit about what you've been doing there.
My coach is better than hers.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how the results show.
I don't know, we're focused. We've always been a bit focused, but now we're going to be a bit more focused.
We're getting serious.
Yeah, we're getting right serious and we're actually going to lose our edge. No, I think we're both actually
seriously silly.
Seriously silly.
I like that.
Come on, he's asking about blooming coaches.
No, that could work, that's a good slogan.
Seriously silly. Let's write that down quickly.
Don't actually write
it
down.
No,
she's actually writing it down. This is awkward.
Right. We'll just wait while Bex does that.
Yeah, I'm a slow writer. Coaching. Yeah, I've just started, so I'm about 3 or 4 weeks into coaching and it's totally new to me. And so far it's been mint because I've not had to think about what I'm doing, and I know that come the season, I'm going to be like, it's someone else that told me what to do, and it's someone, and my coach is.
It's their fault if you don't get results.
And if I'm not winning, like, I'll be coming after him, yeah. Watch out, Alan. Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Martha?
Yeah, I've got Chris Kilmurray, and I'm starting training this week.
She says.
How many weeks have you been saying that for?
Just this week. I knew what it was kind of like to get a bit of training back when I was doing XC British Cycling, and then when I moved to Enduro for these past few years, I've just kind of been doing a bit myself and just been like chilling, kind of doing what I want. But now I'm stepping it up this year. I'm getting really serious. Yeah, gonna go big.
Stupidly serious or seriously stupid?
Seriously silly.
Seriously serious.
I'm not stupid.
Awkward silence. Okay, so.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to get back into the swing of things. And now, because I'm moving up into elite women, I'm going to have to try a bit harder, a bit more competition. So,
so you're head to head with Bex next year then?
Yeah. She's coming for me.
Yeah, you think the she's competition got no chance. Is like Cecile and Isabeau and Katie and all them, but really, it's Martha the Bex G. and Martha show.
Yeah. We're actually just racing to race against each other. Yeah. We could race just at home, actually. Be cheaper. Yeah, it would be a lot cheaper.
Wouldn't be as fun, though, would it?
Nah, we like travelling. We do really enjoy travelling.
Yeah.
That's good, because you do a lot of it with that sport, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, heaps. Collecting them air miles.
Yeah, so where are you off to next year? What are the venues?
It starts off in Chile.
Chile.
Colombia. And then the week after, it's in Colombia, which is going to be a big 2 weeks, because when we went to Chile last time, we had Argentina the following week, and I remember that being...
I didn't do it then.
But yeah, you weren't there, were you? But yeah, it was a big 2 weeks doing back-to-back racing. So, and then the season
France
stops for about five,
few
6 weeks.
A few weeks. And then there's France. And then is it the Austria? Slovenia
yeah.
One?
That's like right on the border that race is. So that'd be pretty cool going in and out of two countries. And then where's it go from there? Italy?
Whistler!
Yay!
Whistler.
The main and
one.
Then it comes back and
then Ainsa in finale. They're back to back, aren't
so
they?
A few places we've raced before, which would be cool.
Yeah.
And a few new places.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh, be cooler.
At the same time, Jinx Touchwood.
Yeah, another full-on season then. Exciting times. So aims and objectives for the season, if you're willing to share. What are you hoping for?
World domination.
Yeah.
Easy. Take over, win, shut the show down.
Should be pretty straightforward, right?
Thank you.
You've got a trainer now.
No messing with coach.
She's got Alan.
I've got Alan Milway. Me and Alan, we're going to shut things down. No, aims and objectives. Yeah, I've written them down. Actually, I haven't quite written them down yet. They're in my head and they're slowly getting to paper, because when they're on paper, they are real.
She's just thinking of them now. That's why she's blabbering.
Buying some time. No, I would like to finish season top five.
Oh, big talk.
Well, we'll see how it goes. That's what I'd like. And yeah, I'm on like a 4 year, well, 5 year plan, but 1 year's already gone. So I'd like to win an EWS in the next 4 years.
It's a fair objective.
Podium in the next 2 years, and that's my plans.
Do you think it got more competitive this season?
Oh yeah. Ooh. Oh, did it? Yeah, it got really competitive.
Yeah, it's
really,
definitely got a lot closer, hasn't it?
The women's racing is actually like really exciting. I think in Aspen the times were so close, like because the trails were flat out, and all the women have stepped it up. And
right from the start as well, though, because Katie won that stage in Rotorua, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she? Yeah, like
no,
stage.
She didn't.
She did.
No,
she won one of the late stages.
Oh, yeah, she won the last stage. The last stage.
Yeah.
The women's field is really good fun to be part of, because we're all really good mates, which is nice. But we all take our racing really seriously, so it's a good balance. And because we're not racing head-to-head like dual slalom, we actually are friends.
Yeah, you're not taking each other out.
Yeah, we're not like wiping each other out. Although there is a lot of overtaking that goes on, because the stages are getting silly long. So you could be doing like a 25-minute stage. So you it's very likely you'll see someone. So you're just like, hiya, love, and ride past.
You just passed me.
It's well-mannered then, still?
Yeah, no, we're all very polite to each other. We are
polite.
Really good friends.
Cool, that's nice. Martha, what about you? 2018, what's going to happen?
Big things. Well, I'm going into elite, obviously, so I've not raced with them before, so it's kind of different. I don't really know what to expect. Hopefully, I'm going to try and get into the top 10 consistently. Just take each one as it comes and try and get some good stage times and stuff. Just going to, like, a year of kind of, like, seeing how things go, really.
You've been following yourself.
Trying
well,
my best,
like...
yeah. I've been comparing my... like results to the elite women. So my best was 13th in Tasmania. So that's the closest I've got. Okay. But I've got a few top 10 stage times this year. So hopefully I'll make it there.
Should be doable. Yeah.
Just keep
awesome.
On climbing up that ladder.
2018 is going to be a fun year as well. With results aside, we've got a few trips and stuff planned, and just
nice.
Always being silly. And Marv's doing the full season. So
oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll do something stupid at each event.
So you're not going to be separated.
Nah, we're not separating anytime soon.
Although you're off.
Actually, yeah, we are on Tuesday. Until the first DWS.
So you're escaping the winter, right?
I'm escaping Martha. I mean, yeah, the winter. yeah, I'm really lucky to be going to America for a month and then to New Zealand for 2.5 months to get away from British weather and just travel. Got the chance to, so making the most of it.
Awesome. And are you going to stick it out here then, Martha?
Keeping it real in Britain.
Yeah, I'm staying here for another 2 months and then I'm actually racing the Andes Pacifico.
Awesome.
That's like in the first week or two of February and then I'm going to stay there until the first EWS in Chile. So that'd be good fun.
Awesome. Sounds good. Yeah. So you guys both did the Hope Women's Enduro a month or so ago. How was that? Full women's event?
Really cool to be part of and to see that many women, like,
yeah,
it was one of the grimmest days. Out
yeah,
the bike.
It was awful.
It was grim.
And we'd like finished our season. I was pretty tired from the end of the season.
There was nothing making us want to go to another race.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it was just
a women. Yeah. Race, yeah.
So yeah, it was really cool. And everyone got really stuck in. It was like, there was well over 200 people racing, weren't there? 220 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So, and there was good competition as well because it was at Gisborne and the Gisborne trails are pretty flat out and there's not
massively technical, but like you still have to work hard to go fast on them, don't you?
Yeah, so there's nothing to like, not much to split the field other than Annie Lass being an absolute beast. So yeah, we got it handed to us by Annie Lass. Yeah. We took the win.
And we got to share a podium.
We got to share a podium, yeah. That was really cute, actually.
Really, so
really
cute.
Oh, bless.
We got to share a podium, us three.
Yeah. And it was good, though, because there were a lot of first-timers who've never raced before, and they chose that race as their first one, so.
I think it inspired a lot of people. Like,
yeah, definitely.
There was loads of people saying, why have I not done this earlier?
Yeah,
sort of
it was great, because they had all, like, the stands of brands up, didn't they, and everything.
Yeah, it's a proper event, like, they... It wasn't just like
it was turn up, race
organized.
And go.
It was a pit and everything.
A bit of a social and everything.
Awards for everyone and podiums.
Nice. Are they going to do it again? Do you know?
I think it's annual.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be an annual thing.
We'll be annual there as well, won't we?
Yeah,
definitely.
We'll make an appearance.
Yeah.
Wicked. Good to hear. So Whistler's the other thing I wanted to chat about. I'm thinking about going to Crankworx and seeing what goes on. Is it a good place to go to?
It's 100%. Great.
It's one of those places you got to go to, isn't it?
We're slightly addicted, actually. Yeah. Like, I feel like we could spend money in different ways and go to new places, but you just can't help but
just go back to Whistler.
what's so good about it?
Everything. I remember the riding and the social life.
That's about it, really.
Yeah, that's...
A-line, dirt merchant.
It's just, I suppose we went last year and that's like, we were like, just hit up A-line straight away.
It was mint,
we're riding A-line on day one.
We're
and
so
we're like,
mint.
Just bigger jumps than we've ever done before.
I remember getting there. Because like, all your, well, I don't know about anyone else, but you spend all your other part of your life when you're not riding or at school or work or whatever, just like watching biking videos and biking related stuff. And most of it is at Whistler and on A-line and all that kind of stuff. And then I got there and I was like,
we're here.
Oh my God. This is so amazing. And you see all the jumps being built for Joyride at the bottom as well. And you're just like, oh, this is like a dream come true.
And Crankworx is like, as an event, is amazing. Like, because our race in the EWS is right at the beginning of the Crankworx week.
And then
so we get to do our
out.
Race and we're absolutely exhausted after it. So we just get to watch stuff. And there's just a really good vibe.
There's
and
so many people as well. Like everywhere, it's just littered with people walking around with their bikes.
Yeah. Nice. It's
riding.
Cool.
What events are you going to get stuck into?
Definitely the dual slalom again.
I'll try and qualify for the dual slalom this time around.
I'll give her a head start, and then
thanks.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, what?
Thinking
do
doing joyride.
Okay, that
now
was
we've
once we've
learned 360s,
should be fine.
Just 360 each jump, and we might get
some points. I did the A line race. What's it called?
A-line. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a blank on that.
I
can't
say
think.
The like,
air downhill.
Air downhill. That's it. The air downhill.
Yeah,
I didn't do that one. I didn't do that well, but it was good fun.
Cool.
I was pretty scared to race A-line, if I'm honest.
There's quite a few events we could do, but you realised last year, didn't you? You entered a few and
I
then
entered
you were
everything.
Like, oh god,
like,
I'm actually
so
really
tired.
This is it, because the enduro is so hard.
The enduro wipes you out for a good 3 days at least. So like, I entered, I think the next day was it, I had to do Garbo downhill.
Yeah,
it's a 15-minute downhill.
Straight after in World
Enduro. I think
enduro.
It was the next day in the afternoon was practice, but I didn't even do practice. Yeah, that was pretty full on. But it's you've just got to be ready for Crankworx week. It's a big week, especially if you go out partying as well, like which we clearly don't do.
No. Very professional. Yeah, got it. Cool. So we're getting close to the end of our time, but we've got a few questions that we've asked a lot of our guests and we didn't ask you last time, Bex. So the first one is, if our listeners had £100 to spend on something to improve their speed or enjoyment of riding, what would you suggest? Let's start with Martha.
Well, my mind's really, really blank. So I'm just going to go with
pass this over.
The future Go On Girls merchandise.
Oh, geez. She's gone there. So
I went there. Yeah,
it's coming
I
out
went
us
there.
Then, right?
It's coming out.
£100, you'll have a
be
full
prepared.
Wardrobe.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
You'll be head to toe and Go On Girls.
Go on.
Super fan at £100.
Yeah. T-shirts, all that.
Depends what you like from your riding, I suppose. Like, I've just bought a camera and that's made me really happy and... I don't know if it's going to make me faster. It might make me look better.
You never know.
We can make it look better.
I suppose for riding British trails, you could have some overshoes, but they're not £100.
You don't know.
They're about £10. They make a big difference. Cold toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, we probably should have rehearsed that one.
Yeah.
Probably should have thought that
one through. Should have thought about it, yeah.
That's all good. We'll live with those. And then the other one, I guess, what we normally ask for advice you would have given yourself when you were 16, but you guys aren't much older than that. So let's change it up a bit. And what advice would you give other women that are, you know, either looking to get into the sport or have been riding a while and want to get into racing?
I'd say definitely if you're wanting to get into racing, or even if you're not wanting to get into it, but you want to experience it, come along to the Hope Women's
Enduro.
Definitely
a good one. Good environment to get.
There was a few people there as well that were like, they hadn't entered. And because they were just too nervous to enter it. So, definitely get involved with that.
Yeah.
It's a really good atmosphere. And just get out with whoever you enjoy riding with. If you don't enjoy riding with like a bunch of guys that might be too fast or whatever, just try and find a new bunch of, like, you know, just make sure you're riding with people that you enjoy it.
Yeah, just get stuck in. Have fun.
Yeah. And video it if you want and then hashtag us.
Yeah.
Nice. And I was going to say, follow you. Go On Girls.
Yeah. Follow us and copy some of the stuff we do, and we'd like to see some of the stuff that you do.
Yeah, just don't be scared is the main thing to get into it, I say.
Yeah, that's not that great advice, because some people do find it scary.
And the PNBA series as well, I found that pretty friendly and accessible series.
Yeah,
so
that's
a
really
good
friendly
one,
series.
Definitely, yeah.
Really good, like grassroots series to get into. That's how I started. That's the first enduros I did. Don't know about you.
Oh, I just went straight into the deep end there, yeah. Don't mess around.
Well, when your first bike ride was Fort William downhill track, right?
Yeah, it was, Yeah. Straight in at the deep end.
No messing around. Good. And then another question that we're going to add on the end that came up in a conversation with Jack Redding the other week. If you could pick one rider, current or past, any side of the sport, downhill, enduro, cross country, to have a coaching session with, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm just thinking who.
Oh, there's
be
some.
Like.
You might have to crop this so we have this massive pause. Yeah. Because I want to think of something good.
So do I.
You are going to have to crop this. My instant one is obviously like, I really want to say Tracy Mosley. Because she's got so much knowledge. But I feel like there's someone else out there that's giving me some advice that's really stuck and really gone far, but I can't think right now. You do some thinking, Marth.
No, you're going to have to call this. I can't think.
What
I feel
the
like there's someone there in the back of...
Yeah, there is someone that said something
on the tip
to me
of my
that's
tongue.
Like really, really stuck.
Doesn't even have to be someone you met. Maybe just someone that you think has got a good riding style or you think would give good advice.
we've just spent a couple of weeks ago, we went down to see Katie Curd, uh-huh. and she's got a very good approach to my, she does coaching, it's like a full-time job, yeah. and so I'd say definitely a session with her would help anyone. She gave me some advice, didn't she, in Rotorua, she's like, I followed you down that trail, and there's a few things I want to tell you. So, yeah, she's definitely got some good advice for anyone wanting a coaching session, and she's got a good overall picture of, because she's had some injuries, and she's got a really healthy lifestyle and stuff, so, yeah, I'd say, did you say £100?
No.
Oh, that was a different question.
Different question.
I was going to say, I don't know. How much her sessions are.
Katie, no. She'll give you £100.
Any work you get from this, Katie, I want commission.
You want a cut? It's fair enough. Come on then, Martha. You've had like 10 minutes of Beck's fill in.
I've just filled in for 10 minutes. Come on.
Oh, I'm having a really proper blank.
What about mind. Me? I've taught you everything you know.
Oh, God, yeah. Beck, Sparrow, Honor. Yeah. I could learn so much more from you.
Get away, you freak.
So go on then, if you, even let's just make it maybe more simple. Someone whose riding style you wish you had.
Oh, Cade Edwards, I'd love to ride like him. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Back flips, front flips, Supermans. Right. Yeah, he's got amazing style.
Cool. We'll see if we can get you a coaching session with Cade then, yeah?
Yeah.
Hit us up, Cade. Nice one. Cool. Right, we're at the end of our time, but if people want to keep up with you guys, follow you through the next season, where can they find you on social media?
You can find our joint account on at Go On Girls.
Go On, how do you spell it?
Underscore. G-O-W-A-A-N underscore G-A-L-S. That is Go On Girls.
Got it.
She's like a robot. And then we've both got our own personal ones. Mine's Bex underscore Barrett Honor.
Yeah.
And I am Martha G.
Excellent. Cool. Well, we'll put those in the show notes on the website so people can find them as well and get in touch. So sweet. Thank you very much. It's been lovely. We had a little ride out. That was good fun. I managed to land on the floor but didn't die, so that was good. And thanks for the tea and a fun day. And best of luck for next season. I look forward to seeing what Go On Girls has got to offer how you get on head to head at EWS.
At me. Cool. Thanks for having us.
No worries. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been fun. Cheers.
Bye.
I say that after a phone call.
Well, that's it for episode 23. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review there. It really helps. Okay, we'll have another great episode for you on the 26th of December. But until then, get out and ride.